I'm happy to say that the guys are live with me now via Skype. So, hello, Exit Black.
Hello. Yeah.
Hello, mate.
You all right?
How are you guys doing?
Not too bad. How are you? You all right?
I'm very good, thank you. Very good. Well, first, thank you all for joining me tonight for a nice little chat. I know that you've just been doing some rehearsals. How's that going for you? How's the rehearsing going? Good?
Absolutely, splendid.
Spiffing.
I do like the sound of that. That's good. So, I take it you guys are preparing to go and do some live shows very soon?
Yeah,
we're playing in St Albans on Monday night, actually, supporting a band called The Carnabies. They're up and coming band, they're doing pretty well. And we're playing at the Underbelly in Hoxton in London on Wednesday the 13th of January. A pub called the George 2 in Luton on Saturday the 16th of January. The Horns in Watford, Monday the 1st of February. And Hoodoos in Croydon on Saturday the 20th. I think there's another one as well.
Yeah.
In Maidenhead or somewhere.
Maidstone.
Jamie's our walk-in diary, as you can hear.
We've
got Milton Keynes as well on the 2nd of January. Yeah.
Cool. So you got loads of shows then. You got plenty of places people can go and see you.
Yeah.
So it's all on the website.
Exitblack.com.
Excellent. Well, guys, first I've got to talk about your new EP that's just come out, Predator and Prey. So what was it like recording some new music?
It was all right. It was about like...
It was all right.
It was boring, to be honest. No.
It was boring. Yeah, I don't believe that at all.
well, to be fair, when you're mixing, it's not brilliant. We basically thought it was about a year down the line, and we thought, well, it's about time we recorded some more stuff. So we thought this one we'd take a bit longer over, give it a bit more of our stamp on it, because the last one was just getting the music out there. So we produced this, and it's a bit more in-depth, I think. It's a little bit more us, you know. We got a chance to really, like, you know, one of these songs has been 2 years in the making. So we got a chance to really hone it in.
Yeah.
Brilliant. So there's five songs on the new EP. So mm-hmm. What was it like getting to make these songs? What was it like compared to making your previous EP?
I think we kind of went to town on it, on the production and everything. We spent a lot more time. I think we spent double the amount of time doing this EP, which has one less track than the previous one. So we sort of really threw ourselves into it, and we experimented a lot in the studio, and yeah, just sort of played around with sounds and different bits and bobs, instruments and things.
Yeah, there was a lot of twiddling with knobs and getting weird sounds and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay. No, it was just what you just said, twiddling knobs. I was thinking, be very, very careful, guys. This is going out live.
We always like to say close to live.
Yeah, I do remember from last time, yes.
Yeah, sorry about that.
So you guys, you got your new music out, and obviously you're rehearsing for your new shows. But what's it been like actually playing the new songs? How's that been for you guys, obviously adding to your set list?
I think it's been good to actually like bring the songs to life. In the first EP, we're kind of trying to discover our sound. Whereas this EP, a lot of them we've been playing live previously in gigs, and to actually like bring them to life in the studio, the song has kind of got a few more dimensions. And like, I don't know, we
got to test them out a bit.
Yeah, we got to test them out before, see what worked and didn't work in gigs, and then we thought, right, this time we know what we want from this EP. We kind of made a little story out of the EP, like we thought about the order of it, and I think we're just happy with the finished product. It sounds pucker.
It's quite nice. It's quite exciting having people recognise tracks now off the new one, kind of so quickly as well. That's been pretty special, because it was hard work, but
yeah, we did a launch, and like I said, oh, this one's called Mistakes, and that's like number
three.
We did that live, and like people were singing it back to me before I'd even started singing it, and it was great. Like, it was really good.
And that's another thing as well, because obviously you've got more songs out now, and more people will see have been listening to your music, have been learning your music. So how does that feel for you when you know that they know your words and that they are singing it back to you?
It brings a tear to my eyes.
There's no better feeling. There's no better feeling in the world, to be perfectly honest. When you're on stage and, you know, people are singing back to you and you just think, like, a couple of times, I'm not going to lie, I'm an emotional guy. Me and Tony are probably the most emotional. Well, actually, no, to be fair.
Speak for yourself.
We're all emotional wrecks. And we all just look at each other and start getting emotional and stuff. And, you know, we're supposed to be a rock band. This is not doing much for our image, but keep doing it. It's nice.
Yeah, so carrying on with the live music side, I know you said that you got your shows coming up for early next year. Have you been looking at maybe taking your music further, maybe going out of the UK to spread it worldwide? Yeah,
well, no, we're actually planning to do, in April sort of time, we're in the makings of setting up a tour at the moment, a whole UK tour. We've touched like the three counties area where we are from and London, obviously, and we've darted about all over a little bit, but we're thinking of actually doing like a proper strategic tour.
That's exclusive.
That is exclusive.
Don't
no one knows
about that. So
don't tell anyone, John Joe.
Okay, I won't tell anyone. Although everyone has just heard it, who's listening in now.
Very. But yeah, I mean, we are going to eventually go abroad as well.
And we are. We are going abroad. Ireland. We're going to Ireland.
We're going to Ireland. Eventually. Yeah.
There you go. That is abroad. That counts.
It does.
UK Ireland
the
tour.
The furthest I've been abroad before, Henry Bases, by the way. The furthest I've ever been abroad before this is Isle of Wight, which isn't even abroad.
Henry'd never left Kent until he came to rehearse with us. So
I was getting a nosebleed going to Luton.
You guys, you really do throw me off. You know that. You just. I was gonna say something. I can't remember what it was. That is taking the mic. Okay, you did actually leave Kent. You didn't just stay there for your whole life.
No, I used to. I spent a lot of time around southeast of England, but unfortunately, I'm not very well seasoned. I went to the next neighbour in town, which was fun.
We paid for his therapy to get him up to here to rehearse.
Trip to London Zoo. That was nice. Wembley, I stood outside that and when my team played football there. Cheered from outside.
I think he's thrown off top as well as you, mate.
Yeah. I'm gone, that's it. I think that's it now. So a UK tour, that's definitely sounding good. I know that you've only just had this EP come out, but have you already started thinking about what's going to be next, what's going to be coming ahead for more music for later on?
We're always like, when we just, as you said, we just finished a rehearsal tonight and we're always like making new ideas. Like, we're perfectionists. At the end of the day, we hear our EP, we go, that's great, but let's make another one now. Let's make another one. We're always on the move to get more, but at the same time, we need to get this out there and get people to hear this. So.
I'm sorry, mate. I imagine the next thing we'll probably do is something to do with maybe one or two tracks live or something like that. You know, something to a bit different, just so people can hear us without necessarily saying, buy this on iTunes, you know what I mean? Like something...
But please do buy on iTunes.
Yeah, I need can watch us and see us live again.
I need to eat more than beans on toast, so please buy on iTunes. Anyway.
I need to afford to get above Kent.
Okay, so as you mentioned, your music is available on iTunes, on Google Play, and can be heard as well through Spotify. So, I've got to ask, because I've asked a few people about Spotify, do you feel that it is a good platform for getting your music out to people?
Yeah, it's great. Definitely. To be fair, like, the money, when it comes to the money, a lot of it's made in live music anyway, so it doesn't, like, we know no different, so it doesn't really bother us. So when it comes to making money or anything like that, it will be the live show eventually. I mean, at the moment, you know, you take what you can get.
Yeah, I mean, unless you're selling out Wembley Stadium, you're not really going to make a lot of money for music anyway. And let's face it, like, most people have either got Spotify or, what's the new one, Apple Music these days. And, like, it's a good platform to be on that. I mean, it's accessible to everybody now, so everybody can hear it. So, I mean, money-wise, we're not in it for the money. We just want to get our name out there, and we're on there, so it's great. Everyone can hear us in all countries. So
accessibility and everything like that, and getting ourselves out there.
You can hear it for free as well if you want.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can hear it. Well, obviously you can hear it on Spotify, but it's also on like SoundCloud,
YouTube. Oh, Spotify free, is it? I thought
yeah, Spotify. Playing. Well, it's a tenner a month. But sorry, we're having a conversation.
Yeah, John, I'll leave you guys to it. You know, I'll just go and make a cup of tea. I'll be fine.
Call back, John Joe. Just call back.
Yeah, I'll come back to you guys. So yeah, so as you're saying, your music's all available in many places, and yeah, you're available on many platforms. You're on YouTube, you're on Facebook, you're on Twitter, and obviously being on them kind of platforms, YouTube and Facebook, that's the best time to really get in contact with your fans. So the best way that they're able to speak to you. So how's that feel when you are actually able to communicate with the people that are listening to your music?
It was good. It feels like you know, I'll try to let you take
it. It's nice to say, brilliant. I mean, yeah, we're always on the Facebook and the Twitter, and it's nice to be able to actually get that reaction straight from people as well, because you kind of throw it out there into the ether. It's nice to actually know that it's going down well.
After you come off stage and you see people who have been at the show who you have no idea who they might be, but they loved the music and they loved the performance and they've liked you or they followed you and they want to come and see your next show and all the rest of it, it's a really good feeling. It's nice to be able to kind of maintain that relationship with people.
It's nice to know
that make friends and fans, and
yeah, it's nice to know that you're doing something and you're getting feedback, whereas, you know, before, if there wasn't Facebook or something like that, or Twitter or anything like that, then you might be doing something and not knowing exactly how it's going. So it's nice to know that we're doing the right thing and we're you know, people are enjoying what we love doing.
And talking about recognition as well, not just from fans, but we have had many notices as well in articles of like some reviews of some magazines and websites, including, I think, obviously one of your favourite ones, one I see plastered on your website quite a bit, is the one from Kerrang! Dear to Atlantic, this lot may steal your thunder. But do you feel that you are in that genre, or who would you say you most associate with?
John Joe, I'll be honest with you, I'd never even heard of Twin Atlantic before. I'm not going to lie, I hadn't.
Tony lives in a cave.
Yeah, I'm not really sure where he lives.
No, yeah, we know Twin Atlantic. We can't help our singer, he's a bit of a donut. basically, yeah, I think we're probably a bit heavier at times than Twin Atlantic.
I think in our first EP we were trying to emulate the likes of Muse and Biffy Clyro. I think this second EP we've really found our own kind of genre now, and we found our own sound. And I don't think we sound like anyone else now. I think we sound like Exit Black now, which is good.
Hopefully.
And do you feel that's quite important to be able to obviously establish your own stamp to make sure that you do stand out to people?
Oh, completely. I think the one thing that people respond to musically is authenticity. I think it's how authentic someone is. I think that kind of goes across genres. So I think, yeah, it's important to try and find what your sound is and make the music that you want to make as well. Rather than trying to fit into a genre and trying to emulate someone else, you've already got that person doing that thing. You know, I think it's probably the most important thing, to try and find your own sound and do your own thing. And I think we're slowly getting there, and it's nice. And it's making it that much more rewarding as well, that you kind of relate so much more with the music, which is brilliant.
Deep.
Okay, so I remember the last time that I interviewed you guys, I spoke about your website quite a bit because there was the bios as well. And I think they are quite humorous, but that's one thing that does come out from you guys. You are very, you do like to be fun. You like to laugh. You like to have a joke. And because I've not had the chance to see you guys play live yet. I know that's bad, but how do you...
it's terrible, but
I mean, does that come out quite a lot on your shows? Does your humour come out quite a bit when you're performing?
Maybe
unintentionally.
Yeah,
you should see some of the things Jamie wears to gigs.
Well, Jamie likes to wear different things. I like to fall off stage a lot.
It's interesting you say that. Actually, our last when we launched this EP, we threw this massive big launch gig, and the venue was sort of it wasn't huge. It was kind of middle of the road for a band of this size, of this kind of level that we're at now. I think it was about 170 people there, I think. But we brought like a stadium show to this little, we had like a kabuki drop curtain and threw all these massive balls out into the crowd. So, we like to kind of go crazy and try and entertain people as much as we can. And I think we're quite flamboyant in the way we perform as well. we go a bit mental, and obviously the songs are quite tricky to play, so we pull some funny faces and stuff. Yeah.
We come off stage. I don't think I ever sweat as much as I have in this last couple of years. I think I'm losing weight through sweating, to be honest. And you know, trying to keep everyone entertained while playing the fastest riffs I've ever played.
We like to have fun, and we like to experiment in what we do live and really entertain people.
I had a haircut like a cockatoo at my last gig. So.
I think it's
footage on YouTube, isn't it?
I think it might be.
There is some footage of that launch on YouTube somewhere. If you want to have a look, it's somewhere out there. I mean, we'll put it on our status like tomorrow or something like that. We'll stick something up there and show you what we're about live. It's good fun.
Yeah, it's where we're all happiest, and hopefully that comes across.
Yeah.
Okay, well, guys, as usual, it has been really lovely chatting to you, but before you go, I'm going to ask you one more question, and this is a good one to get all your individual answers. So in the next 12 months, as we've done this time, I'd love to interview you guys again and see what's been happening, but what would you all like to see happen in the next year?
Right, Jamie, go first.
I would like to be probably headlining Reading. Honestly, I'd like to sort of be making a dent on proper festivals and getting on some BBC Intro stages and doing stuff like that, and becoming one of those acts that's about to break. I don't think it might not happen this year coming, but certainly the year after, I think we'd be looking at exploding. And without sounding too cocky or anything.
For me, gig. Nice to have a good solid tour under our belt and be looking at a bigger one.
Yeah.
Tony?
Well, for me, I would love Jennifer Lawrence to go, "Hey, you're really cool. Could you want to go inside?" I love Exit Black. Do you want to be in the next Hunger Games with me?
and me personally, I want to basically resurrect Chris Squire from the dead and tell him that he loves me.
Tell him
that's a bit morbid, isn't it?
On that note, happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas. same as what Jamie was saying, really. I want us to be to get in. You know, we've got to be realistic.
Say on Call of Duty, domination.
Yeah, world domination. Basically, you know, like them American adverts when it's like,
we saw it at the start.
I think it's best you terminate this interview.
Yeah.
You just quoted S Club 7, Tony. It was Toy Story.
We hope you enjoyed it.
Can't just say Joe's just sat here with his hands in his head right now.
You've upset him.
Is his hands in his head?
Yeah, that's how messed up he is.
apologies if your listenership has just dropped about 90%.
I'd also like to be next year sponsored by Red Stripe. That'd be great. Because that's what we use in rehearsals. Do apologise. That probably gives you an inkling of how this interview is going.
Henry, stop talking.
Yeah, I'm gonna stop talking now. That'd be great. Anyway, thank you, Jojo.
Guys, thank you very much. And yeah, definitely next year we'll do this again. We'll see how your plans have gone. We'll see if you are playing the festivals or bringing back the dead, whatever comes first. Whatever works for you guys, I'll leave you to do it. But
you're never going to call us again, are you?
I'm literally rubbing off the number as we speak. No, guys, it's been absolute pleasure once again. Thank you all so much, and I am going to come to all your shows. I promise. As soon as I can, I'm coming to see you guys live.
Great stuff, Jojo.
VIP for you, Jojo.
VIP, cool. What does the VIP package contain? I've got to ask.
Loads of Red Stripe.
We'll tell you about that off the chat.
You'll get a lot of bananas and nice fruits.
On that note,
it's been a pleasure, John.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Thank you very much for having us. We really appreciate it.
Right, cheers, guys. Take care. Thanks, and Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah, John, Joe. Merry Christmas,
mate. Bye.
All right, bye.